If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing the applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
New Year! Yes, it is our 11th year now of this very radio show, 2016. Welcome to the program. But what are we going to do in 2016? Your resolutions for your pets. Well, I asked the man who ought to know. He's in charge of all of our pets, the president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, Dr. Joe Canarney. And I'll chime in with my own resolutions as well. This book is so incredibly important. It's called Reporting for Duty, True Stories of Wounded Veterans and Their Service Dogs. I want to talk more about this in a couple of minutes, but I will tell you, I was astounded a couple of years back when our government pulled away support for service dogs with veterans for PTSD. As I say, I will talk about that. The author of the book, Tracy Libby, will be here. But of course, we are and will continue to be through 2016 all about helping you, taking your telephone calls at 866-554-PETS. Also, as always, our email question of the week. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net, or as I said, call 866-554-7387. Lawrence in Georgia, you are on the radio. Hi.
Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm okay. How are you, sir?
I'm doing better than my little itchy dog.
Oh, no. What's the matter?
Well, we got a little lost off, so I don't know the age because I got her used.
And, you really? Okay.
And I first noticed the problem when I took her from Georgia to Florida. She started scratching incessantly, so I took her to the vet down there like three times, and they kept giving her injections for allergies, and they gave her pills for allergies, and I changed her food.
Well, where's she itchy at?
Usually on the back quarters.
You mean her?
She was licking so much that actually the hair was going away.
Where do you mean by Where do you mean by the back quarters? Her rear end?
Yeah, not the butt part, you know, the part before the tail, like her back.
On top or underneath?
Yeah, on top.
Okay. All right, so what I would suggest is that we take it a little slower and to determine exactly why your dog is itching. So the first thing we need to do, and maybe you have already done this, is eliminate the possibility of fleas.
Yes, I did that.
Okay, flea allergy dermatitis, not for you, but for the general audience, is actually the number one explanation for itchiness in dogs. It's really common. Yeah. And you live at a place, or at least got the dog from a place, where fleas in Georgia, you said, is where the dog came from. So,
yes, Atlanta.
Uh-huh. Are you using a preventive for fleas?
Yes, I am. I'm using that Frontline.
Okay. So I want to make sure the dog does not have fleas. If you're certain of that, the veterinarian has confirmed that's the case, then, yes, allergies are the next consideration. Now, so what's your dog allergic to is the thing. It could be allergic to something in the food. It may be a food allergy, but it may also be inhalant. And dogs can be allergic to the same things like ragweed and pollen that we could be allergic to in the air. Same exact stuff. Or it could be both, which I hope it's not. So if food is your veterinarian's primary consideration, the right thing to do isn't to take a stab in the dark, but it's actually to go on a trial diet of a novel protein, and that's all your dog gets. So your dog, for example, it might be venison. It would be something your dog has never had before in a food that your veterinarian recommends, which could be over-the-counter or it could be a prescription diet. And that's all your dog gets for a couple of months. No treats, except maybe little bits of carrots, or you could use the food as a treat, but no other treats. And then see if that helps.
Sure. Yeah, I've tried different diets. My vet didn't even suggest that. I took it to my vet here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't seem to think it was food, but I've had her on Blue Buffalo. I had her on
No. You just keep switching dog foods. That's not the answer. The answer is, as I said, if your veterinarian thinks food, now, we can go a different route. If your veterinarian doesn't think it's food, that, and it's an inhalant allergy, we talk about antihistamines, we talk about some other answers. But we need to take sort of an approach where, okay, is it this? If it's most likely to be this, according to your veterinarian, here's what we do. The problem with just switching foods is that doesn't answer the question. So I want you to commit to a diet recommended by your veterinarian that you'd have to commit to for several months, and that's all your dog gets.
Gotcha.
Determine. Now, it may your veterinarian may say, I don't think it's food allergy. I don't think that's the problem at all. And if that's the case, then go the other route, but commit to something rather than keep changing around, because otherwise you'll never figure out what the problem is.
So process elimination.
Pretty much that's it, yes.
Okay, cool.
Am I helping at all?
You absolutely are, sir. I'll do that. I'll start her on that. I'll start her today.
All right. So ultimately, you need to go back to your veterinarian, and you could tell your vet, it spoke to me, and have the discussion about what your veterinarian thinks is most likely, rather than sort of a hit and miss. In the meantime, if your dog is scratching so much that there's an infection, then we need to treat that, too. And we also need to treat where your dog is scratching just so. It's like when you scratch something raw, it becomes uncomfortable, and we don't want your dog to be uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah, I got medicated shampoo from the vet, so.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, when you go back to your veterinarian, I want you to talk fleas. I still, there's something about the story. I still say, you know, and Frontline is a great product, but in some places in the country, particularly if you miss a dose, the fleas are determined in places like Georgia. So there's a product called NexGard made by the same company. It's just newer generation, more modern, cutting-edge stuff. I'd ask your veterinarian about that.
Okay. I can do that, sir. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much.
You have a good day.
Thank you. Let us know what happens. Always let us know what happens. Our telephone number is, there he goes, 866-554-PETS. It's an epidemic. I will talk about that epidemic and how changing that might help people, too. It is my New Year's resolution for our pets next on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Call toll-free at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
You provide a lot for your pet. Food, shelter, care, and of course, love. Elanco believes protection from potentially deadly parasites should also be on your list. Heartworm is easily preventable, but still, hundreds of thousands of dogs are infected each year. According to the American Heartworm Society, the easiest way to protect your pets from the threat of infection is by giving them a monthly heartworm preventive medication, year-round, regardless of your geographic location. Elanco wants you to know that monthly broad-spectrum parasite control that includes heartworm prevention is the best way to ensure that your pet is living the healthiest, happiest life possible. With the advances in pet medicine today, monthly heartworm prevention may be combined with treatment of intestinal parasites and even flea control, which can make keeping your dog free of parasites even more convenient. FDA-approved heartworm preventives are available by prescription only from a licensed veterinarian. Consult your veterinarian to find out which product is right for you and your dog.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Fleas go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Later in the program, we will hear from Dr. Joe Canarney. He is president of the American Veterinary Medical Association and will offer his resolutions for 2016. Here is my number one resolution. And I'll tell you, for several years, I've been talking about this. So you can say I'm ahead of the curve, but you're going to hear more about this in 2016 than you've heard before. And still, you're not going to hear enough about, and it's an epidemic, tick disease. Yeah, you heard me right. I mean, for some of you that live in New England, you know what I'm talking about. For most of the country, you really don't. There's not enough awareness out there for people or for pets. And the reason why I know so much about this, and veterinarians in large part do also, it's because dogs are sentinels for tick disease. Oh, all sorts of reasons. I mean, they're closer to the ground, they're outside a heck of a lot, and they are as prone, if not more prone in some ways, to tick disease as people are. And when tick disease numbers went up, skyrocketed in dogs, veterinarians paid attention, and veterinarians pay attention to this stuff anyway. There is the Companion Animal Parasite Council. They've been mapping this out for several years now, and they know, I would argue, I'm going to get into trouble for saying this, more than the Centers for Disease Control, really about what those numbers really are, at least where tick disease is and how it's spreading, and it is spreading. So as tick species continue to spread, and they are, all across America. I can't stop that. I have no control over the ticks. Most of them do not listen to this radio show. And if I say stop spreading, they're not going to listen. But what I can do, I hope, is make a difference for all of you as pet owners, but also as just people who go outside. And we can actually do more to protect our pets than we can ourselves. Now, I hope that part of that changes in 2016 into 2017, 2018, and scientists come up with better ways to protect ourselves. Probably we will see a vaccine for Lyme disease within the next year or two for people. But in the meantime, there is a vaccine for dogs. Why aren't we doing it? And oftentimes it's because you live where there is no Lyme disease, fine. But in most places in America now, or at least in an increasing number of places, there really is Lyme disease. So we can vaccinate our dogs if you live in an area that's endemic for Lyme. Talk to your veterinarian about that. See if that's the right thing to do for you. And certainly there are preventive products that really work. I mean, they really do work, not only to protect against Lyme disease, but a variety of other tick diseases as well. And we could test so easily in our dogs to determine if the dog has been exposed to Lyme disease or a host of other tick diseases as well. I will be talking more about this through 2016. I can assure you, another topic that I feel very passionately about is how a couple of years ago, our Veterans Administration said, you know what? Post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome is a real thing. Veterans really are coming back with this. However, we're going to pull support for service dogs. To me, that makes no sense. All of us as taxpayers are paying more as a result of that because now we have more veterans than ever before, first off, committing suicide. The number of suicides from U.S. veterans, in fact, more veterans die of suicide than died in wars, the past few wars. I mean, that statistic to me is inexcusable. It should not happen. Now, I don't know how to prevent that completely, but if we can help the veterans that have post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome, and we can by giving them a service dog. So one sort of proof of that is that veterans with service dogs, the suicide rate is about what it is in the general population. Yeah, one can argue still too high, but it's at least what it is for all of us. Without it, it's off the map. Well, I am so honored, really, to talk to the author of Tracy Libby, who wrote about this topic, a beautiful book, but an important book. And we'll have that conversation next on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
I just love this book. I love the idea of Tracy Libby, who's the author writing the book, and what a beautiful book it turned out to be. Reporting for Duty, True Stories of Wounded Veterans and Their Service Dogs. But these service dogs actually help to heal many of the wounds, I think, Tracy.
They do, and it was amazing to meet these veterans, to talk to them, and find out that nearly all of them were teetering on the brink of suicide before they received their service dogs. And almost all of the veterans in the book were struggling with post-traumatic stress syndrome, which can include depression, anxiety, stress, hypervigilance, an exaggerated startle response, nightmares, night tremors. So on the outside, they look perfectly normal, but on the inside, they're really struggling, and these service dogs really help them to get on with their lives.
Well, there's a lot there that you talked about that I'd want to touch on. One is about suicide. So
right.
I don't have the numbers in my head, but the suicide rate, and you might know this, for veterans that come back is well over 10 times what it is in the general population.
Right. The Veterans Administration it says that 22 veterans per day commit suicide. That's one veteran every 65 minutes. That's astonishing. And as one veteran had told me, we lost roughly 6,600 soldiers in the 10 years of war in Iraq and Afghanistan, but we're losing nearly 10,000 veterans a year to suicide. So we're losing more veterans to suicide every year than we did in 10 years of war.
Wow.
So
well,
those numbers are pretty astonishing. And also they suggest that about 37% of returning soldiers struggle with PTSD.
Yeah, and I want to address that too. Now, having a service dog at their side, the suicide rate goes down to about what it is in the general population. That's what a difference, and you address this in your book too, Reporting for Duty, that a service dog can make.
You know, they do. It's amazing the difference these dogs make in their life. And I find it so amazing that we have dogs, or we have the technology to rebuild body parts. We can build artificial arms and artificial legs and hands, the robotic type. Yet it's a dog that saves these veterans' lives. It turns them around. It pulls them back from the brink of suicide. And all of these veterans say that without the dog, they wouldn't be here today. Without
now,
their service dogs.
Right. Now, regarding post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome, some number of years ago, it wasn't even talked about, and then more recently it was talked about, but there were people, including some public officials, that thought, oh, this is kind of a made-up thing. It's, you know, it's, come on, get on with life. It's no big deal. Well, if you go to the Veterans Administration website, it's right there on the homepage, at least last time I looked it was, with lots of medical details. Clearly, it exists. Clearly, these dogs can help. Then what I don't know in the missing link is why doesn't the VA support that?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know why they don't. They don't recognize the – I think they are beginning to change as well. But I think they're beginning to see that these dogs do make a difference. And ironically, all of these dogs are trained – there's no government funding for these dogs. They're all paid for by – donations, private donations, fundraising, and it can be up to $70,000 for a guide dog. One guide dog for a veteran, and generally anywhere from $10,000 to maybe $25,000-$30,000 to train a PTSD dog.
Yes, so there's a lot of money to do this, but I would argue, you know, it saves taxpayer money, because if that veteran becomes a productive member of society, that person is more likely to work. If that person is a productive member of society, that person is less likely to need as many pharmaceuticals, which we would end up paying for. And it's just the right thing to do for our veterans.
It is. And, you know, a lot of these veterans also said that before they got their service dog, of course, they were just overloaded on medications. That was the protocol, to just prescribe more medications. And now a lot of these veterans are off huge amounts of medications. They don't take nearly half as many as they used to. And these dogs are helping. They're helping their lives. And these veterans are living productive lives. And, you know, no one would blame them if they came home and just rested on their laurels because they'd done their service, an amazing service. But they're out there advocating for more service dogs. They're advocating awareness and educating the public.
That's absolutely right. And the name of the book is called Reporting for Duty, True Stories of Wounded Veterans and Their Service Dogs. Tracy Libby, thank you for writing this book.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Your phone calls next, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Biz Talk Radio.
is Talk Radio.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
He's not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. In Wisconsin, Linda, you're on the air, as they say in radio school. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How are your dogs or cats?
Well, my dogs, I have three, but mm-hmm. I have two that are problematic. Let's
Uh-oh.
Put it that way.
Okay. Tell me.
We had a black lab who was my husband's best hunting dog, who passed away 2 years ago.
Sorry.
And she was 13 when she passed away.
Yeah.
We also have an 8-year-old yellow lab, so that would have made him 6 then. And I have a 10-year-old basset hound, so that would have made him 8 then. They were both brought in as puppies when Maggie, the black lab, was here.
Mm-hmm.
They all got along fine. Maggie was definitely the alpha dog. When she passed away, 1 week after she died, the two males, the basset hound and the yellow lab, got into a fight, a pretty bad fight.
Hmm.
And it took all my husband. Our yellow lab is about 110 pounds, and my basset hound is a pretty big basset hound. It took all we could do to pull them apart. And I went to the vet because one of them needed some stitches, and she told me at that time it was during feeding time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these boys always ate in the kitchen together. There was never an issue
mm-hmm.
until this one time. So she suggested I separate them when I feed them, which we have done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess it was maybe a year later, I was outside playing fetch with them, and they did it again. And this time, they really went at it. And one of them needed a ton of stitches in his leg and his face. And the one that looks the bloodiest is always the Basset, but the one that gets all the cuts seems to be the lab. And we took him to the vet. And at that time, I asked her, you know, what are we supposed to do? I can't, you know, they can't go on like this. And she said, they're struggling for alpha dog. Maggie was definitely your alpha dog. And you might just need to let them duke it out. Well, I thought that's easy for her to say. I've got another $400 vet bill here.
Well, no, letting them duke it out is not, I don't even comprehend that. I imagine you misunderstood her. But that would not be appropriate, because you're right. If they duked it out, sort of speak,
mm-hmm.
one could even become more seriously hurt or worse.
Right.
So that doesn't sound like, I mean, that is not an option. End of the story. Now,
it had been over a year, and they seemed to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I can still play fetch with them. I watch them when they eat. We try and nip it in the bud. Every now and then the hair goes up on one of the backs, and we're right there to grab it. I don't think they have figured out who the alpha dog is. It, between them, we're trying to let them know we are the alpha dog. My husband wanted another hunting dog because his yellow lab is not a good hunting dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, needless to say, 5 months ago, because we thought the boys were okay, we got a female. And we told our breeder we wanted an aggressive female who was going to become the alpha dog, because these two are just duking it out, or, you know, are just fighting. And we wanted somebody who wasn't going to be afraid of them. And my husband prefers an aggressive kind of dog for hunting. So we got a puppy. She's now 5 months old. They
mm-hmm.
both love her. They both play with her. And once they almost got into a fight. It wasn't because of her, because she wasn't near them. But it just showed me that they still haven't. I just think they don't like each other.
They might not. All right. So let me talk for a little bit here. First
yep.
of all, the idea that a person would be alpha, or the dog would be alpha,
mm-hmm.
is just untrue.
Okay.
Dogs know we are people, and there is no desire for dogs to become leaders over us. Now, you have to be a good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. You have to be consistent and have guidelines for the dogs. That's important. But dogs don't want to lead us. That's just not true. Now, if you don't create rules for the dogs, they don't know what they are, and they make up their own.
Mm-hmm.
That would be true. But they have no desire to be in charge of people. So there's no competition in the term alpha. When we refer to dogs and people, shouldn't even exist, because
okay.
it doesn't. That's the first thing, and that's a misconception that people do have. And I'll give you the name of a book that sort of describes all this in greater detail.
Mm-hmm.
That's called Decoding Your Dog, and it's written by the American College of Veterinary Behaviorists. And these are the alpha leaders in veterinary behavior. They are more educated in behavior for our companion animals
okay.
than any other group on the planet, I would argue. And their beliefs are consistent with what I'm saying, but they describe it further in the book. And studies have actually been done on this and all that. Dogs, it's almost common sense, though, if you think about it. They have no desire to be alpha over us. Alpha is just
right.
not the right term for that. Now, dogs with other dogs, I'm not sure alpha is exactly the right term, because we don't fully understand, and a lot of it is contextual. So I'll back up a bit. When your dog died, it probably did leave a void.
Mm-hmm.
Also, change is a disruption in the current routine. And dogs, often like people, settle into routines. And now that routine has been completely upset. And I don't know if the dogs haven't been able to figure it out or if that other dog being there kept the peace. You can call it being the alpha dog if you want. I'm not sure that's the right way to describe it. It doesn't much matter. All we know now is that we have two dogs that aren't getting along. And what I'd want to figure out is why they're not getting along. And before I talk more about that, bringing in a third dog is fine. You know, your husband wants another hunting dog. That's absolutely fine. But to expect this puppy to grow up, and at this point, the puppy's too young to be a, quote, leader of the other dogs anyway. But to grow up and be in charge, it would be an unrealistic expectation. Now, it's conceivable that with this third party and also being a female dog, maybe it would dispel some of the tension. It's conceivable. Is it likely? I'd say probably not. Something else is going on with these dogs. How it all started and the fact that this dog died at around the same time it began, yeah, I'd say there probably is a relationship there as to how that happened. But exactly what these dogs are thinking, I'm not sure. So what are the dogs disagreeing about? Well, the first time, for sure, it was about a resource. It was about food. These other times when you're throwing the tennis ball or whatever occurs, and when the dog's hair at the back of the neck goes up and you intercede, what's going on? Is there, and there may not be, but is there a pattern where some, is it about a resource like a toy, or is it about space? Maybe they're just...
Both. I would say both space and sometimes about a toy.
Okay. So the solution is not to let them fight it out for the reasons I described.
Right.
You'll have a giant veterinary bill or worse by doing that. And what has been happening also in part is that they've had the opportunity to do this. And the more practice they have at it, the more likely they are to do it more often. And if you can go 2 years without it happening, you're more likely to go 3 years. If you go only 2 days without it happening, it is more likely to happen on that third day. Do you follow me?
Yes.
So we don't want them to practice that behavior. So when a certain television performer comes into a home and says, and of course this is for TV cameras, I don't know why he does it. I'm assuming it's for TV cameras. But when he was very popular on TV and would go into homes and say, let me see this behavior. I want to see the dogs fight. Well, that's the opposite of what most professionals, in fact, nearly every professional would say. We don't want to have them practice that behavior. It isn't beneficial to anybody in any way. So what we do want, though, is to create the peace and to foster that and to encourage that. So here's what I would suggest, and you're doing some of this right now. Supervision first. You know, if the dogs are supervised and you're there, if you're not there or if you're busy doing other things, keep the dogs in different rooms, different parts of the house.
And they have never fought when they're home alone, and yet they go in a room together. They don't have to. I mean, they have the whole house where they can go, but they will go in one bedroom and lay in there together.
I understand, but something is setting it off.
Yeah.
And even if it happens only once in every 20 days, I'm making up that number, what happens that once in every 20 days? And if you can't figure it out, and maybe you'll never be able to because we're not dogs.
Yeah.
But if you cannot figure it out, then let's make sure it doesn't happen that once every 20 days, at least to the best of our ability. In your control, make sure they have fun together. So there are ways in which, so take them for a walk. Your husband has two of the dogs. You have one of the dogs. And just give them treats. One of the greatest bonding behaviors we have with dogs is just simply taking them for a walk. And it seems as though when we take them for long walks, if it's a positive experience, they do associate that with one another. Play with them, but don't have them compete for the same tennis ball or whatever you're tossing to the dogs. And the puppy's just kind of there. And having a good time with all this too, which is also a good thing, because they're having this good time with the puppy around, which is never a downside either.
Right.
Do you follow all that?
I do, and I'm anxious to get this book and try some of the, you know, see if I can figure it out with them. And, yeah, thank you. You've been very helpful.
All right. Please don't do one thing, and please do one thing. don't let them fight it out. And I think you understand
yes.
that.
Yes. Oh, no. Yeah, I would not.
I can't even imagine a veterinarian telling you that. And the second thing is that please do let us know what happens.
I will.
Either way. Because if it's kind of working out, but not exactly, then I could tweak what I said just a little bit. If you bring in hands-on help, even better. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. Cats know what Justin Bieber means. At least some cats do in a very strange way. You will hear what I'm talking about in our rather unusual email question of the week next. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. You provide a lot for your pet. Food, shelter, care, and of course, love. Elanco believes protection from potentially deadly parasites should also be on your list. Heartworm is easily preventable, but still, hundreds of thousands of dogs are infected each year. According to the American Heartworm Society, the easiest way to protect your pets from the threat of infection is by giving them a monthly heartworm preventive medication, year-round, regardless of your geographic location. Elanco wants you to know that monthly broad-spectrum parasite control that includes heartworm prevention is the best way to ensure that your pet is living the healthiest, happiest life possible. With the advances in pet medicine today, monthly heartworm prevention may be combined with treatment of intestinal parasites and even flea control, which can make keeping your dog free of parasites even more convenient. FDA-approved heartworm preventives are available by prescription only from a licensed veterinarian. Consult your veterinarian to find out which product is right for you and your dog.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, more about our veterans and what they deserve. I'll tell you, if our veterans come back and say, I want a red carpet out wherever I go, we ought to supply that. If they say, I want a job, we ought to supply that, and we're not supplying that. If they say, we want a service dog, by golly, they should have a service dog. I sound like Andy Griffith, don't I? By golly. Also, the dog flu. It's an epidemic, or at least it was in 2015 in some places in America. It is still out there. And the only thing we can do at the end of the day is a vaccine. Well, now there is one.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, whenever certain people are on TV, our cat Lily runs to the screen and begins to scratch. This always happens when she hears Justin Bieber. She goes a little crazy. Lily's claws have been removed, so there's really no damage to the TV. But why does she respond this way? It's from Sarah in California. And believe it or not, over the past 6 or 8 months, I've received a few emails just like this. So your cat and you are not alone, Sarah. And I have no explanation whatsoever. I really don't. Maybe there's something about Justin Bieber's tone of voice. Maybe it's the attention teenage girls in your home pay to the TV screen when he's on TV, and the cats want to look that way and want to see what they're watching. I don't have a clue. My solution? Watch Animal Planet. No Justin Bieber there. You can email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. And we will talk to the president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, Dr. Joe Kinarney, about his resolutions for our pets for 2016 next.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Well, 2015 was a great year for our pets in many, many ways. Looking to 2016, what resolutions do we have? So for maybe, I don't know, as long as we've been doing this radio show, actually, for 11 years now, we have had the American Veterinary Medical Association on this very segment saying, here is what we want for our pets in 2016 as a resolution or two or three. Making those resolutions this year, the current president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, Dr. Joe Canarney. Hello there.
Good morning from North Carolina.
Hello, North Carolina. So what are your resolutions? What would number one be?
So number one is exercise. You know, and it's just like me, so I relate to my dogs and cats. And so walk your dog. We're working in a joint venture with the Surgeon General looking at health for people, and he's come up with this program, and jointly we put out a statement, promote healthy lifestyle for you and your dog by walking. And then if you have a cat, well, it's not really easy to walk with them. You can play with them, get them moving, get toys, get a laser pointer, get out there and spend the time every day and do a little bit of exercise, and it helps the whole family.
Well, it helps in a whole lot of different ways that I, in fact, would like to talk to you about off the air, having to do with, but a little bit on the air right now, having to do a bit with community, because when dogs are out in the community, we know that communities are better for it.
Right. So you'll see communities that have actually built walking trails that allows you to walk your pet as well. And if you go by some of the big parks in the Greensboro area, you'll go by and you'll see, I mean, you can't help but not see a bunch of dogs walking. And so, again, it's healthy, it's happy, it just is an upbeat, an uplift to the whole area.
Okay, so that's...
So along with exercise, diet is critical. So look for a quality food that is the right food for the right age, for the right health, and your veterinarian can help you do that.
Indeed, and in fact, we live in a nation, and part of all this, I suspect, where you're going, we live in a country filled with overweight and obese animals.
Correct. Huge medical problem. And the issues that happen, so if you look at just arthritis, we know that the number one, it doesn't matter, surgery, medicine, everything, weight control is the best thing for your joints.
And here we can prevent a lot of problems, including even some kind of cancers we now know, just by keeping our pets in what should be a normal weight. And I say should be because over the course of decades, we've even become accustomed to our pets being so overweight that we don't even know often what's normal anymore.
Correct. And again, we know that it's huge in preventing diabetes.
Yeah.
Osteoarthritis, torn cruciates. If you have neck and back issues, it exacerbates them. So, again, for me, number one, and it's for both me and my pets, is exercise and diet. And then just to throw a few other things in, we know a huge issue that we see is dental disease. And to really have your life.
And now even better, I suppose, because there's a new test that recently came out to pick up kidney disease even earlier. But the thing is, pet owners can't do that in their kitchen. I mean, you need to go to the veterinarian to do that.
Correct. And they're your best source of information and of help, again, helping your family live a better life, a longer life.
All right. We have time for one more if you have it.
I would say spend more time with your pet.
That's a good
one.
We
all have busy lives.
Yeah.
But even if we do these other medical issues, spend more time with your pet. And you'll find that we know that just petting your pet lowers your blood pressure. So while you get a benefit and you get happier, they love you and they're devoted to you. Spend more time with your pet.
And maybe even considering, if you have one, adopting a second. If you have two, adopting a third. And maybe stopping there if you have too many. But you get the gist of what I'm saying.
Yeah. So if you have, someone will ask me, if they're a single pet household and they're working family, they'll say, what can I get my pet for Christmas? And I said, you know what? Get a companion. Get another pet so that during the day they're there. And I always have at least two of everything in my life so that my cats, my dogs, that they're there and they're together. And it makes a huge difference in their happiness.
Dr. Joe Kinarney, who apparently has two wives at home. Everything you have two of?
Oh, well, I'm not going to go down that path. But
no, he doesn't have two
wives. I have two kids.
Yes, there you go.
There you go.
A very nice man, but also the president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Happy New Year, Dr. Kinarney.
Thank you, Steve. It's always a pleasure.
Next week, service dogs and a new vaccine for the dog flu.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They will be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalk Radio.